This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. 855-99-37569. We got the Rebecca Hour done. Because, I mean, you could hear, when I said to Manny when we first took the call, this is going to take a while because it was multi-layered, multi-faceted. I mean, we've got two people, we've got drug addiction, we've got family situation, and what Rebecca Wisely was most interested in is, okay, if I can't do anything about the addiction, what do I do about my feelings about the addiction, which is a perfectly reasonable question. So, and again, the issue is, you guys are falling into bad habits. Calling me with complicated issues with short periods of time. So if you got complicated issues, give me as much time as you can, will you? All right, or we give you a homework assignment and come back. All right, as I mentioned, it's apple pie day, yeah, and crouton day, which is, I guess, what happens when you don't need all your apple pie. Receptionist day, I guess, yeah. Take your receptionist an apple pie. Oh, well. Do they still have receptionists? I guess they do, some places.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
It's always seemed to me a really interesting thing, because receptionists seem to fall into one of two categories. Either they are just plain gorgeous, with the idea being somebody's figured out that this is the first person that anybody sees that represents the company. Or there was at least one place that that I worked that had a receptionist who was the most sullen human being I've met on the face of the earth. Wouldn't make eye contact, wouldn't talk. And it wasn't even that they wouldn't talk to strangers coming in. They wouldn't talk to the staff. I mean, I thought, somebody, it's got to be somebody's relative, because anybody else would get fired for that. I mean, the receptionist, obviously, is an interface. Not this one. This one was a brick wall. It was so bad, it actually tickled me. I actually said, is she related to somebody? Why do you ask? Because there's... That's my other favorite story. I was, a bunch of years ago, I was at a restaurant, and the waiter... I'm trying to remember what happened. He was clearly not very, very adept. And he said... had something to do... I'm trying to remember exactly what the context was, but the gist of it was that he'd served Cherry's Jubilee the night before, and he'd spilled it on a woman's fur coat. And Cherry's Jubilee, among other things, is sticky, red, and it was flambéed, so it was fired. I mean, and what you do, I mean, Cherry's Jubilee is very easy to make. I used to do it all the time because it's one of those things that people go, wow, it's really easy. I mean, just take cherry pie filling and you put some orange zest in it, and then you pour some kind of liquor on it, usually brandy, and then you light it, and then you pour it over vanilla ice cream or pound cake. Vanilla ice cream's better. And it's really gorgeous, and it flames. He poured it over some woman's fur coat, and this was not a PETA action. And I said, your dad owns the restaurant, doesn't he? And he said, how did you know it? I said, because you're here today. Remember, anybody else? I mean, I assume restaurants have insurance for that kind of thing, but so he was still there. You don't think that's a funny story? I think that's a funny story.
It's very funny.
You're just laughing on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Today, Thomas Alva, in 1880, tested his electric railway for the first time in Menlo Park, New Jersey. Kind of an interesting kind of... irony with the Amtrak crash today, although technically it was last night.
Yeah.
Royal Air Force was established in the UK in 1912. That's pretty early, because what, Kitty Hawk was, wasn't Kitty Hawk 1912?
Might have been, yeah.
Yeah. Man, they jumped right in the bandwagon, I guess.
Hmm.
the first FM radio station, WDRC. I think I'm on DRC, or at least I was at one point, in Bloomfield, Connecticut. You go, DRC. In 1954, boy, they've been in, the WDRC has been in business since 1939.
Wow.
Yeah. The Pajama Game opened and ran for 1,063 performances. It won the Tony for Best Musical, Best Performance by a Featured Actress, and Best Choreography in 1954. And for all of those who have trouble with zippers, in 1958, Velcro was registered.
Hmm.
Wasn't invented, but it was registered.
Hmm.
And in 1994, Johnny Carson made his last television appearance on The Late Show with David Letterman.
And that's interesting because we're winding down on
David Letterman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which is, what, 20 years later? 21 years later.
21 years later, yeah.
Yeah. He's over in, what, September?
I thought it might have been sooner than that. I thought it was. I thought he was going to be done this month, actually.
Really?
I think so.
I don't know. I'm not a as you know, I'm not a TV person to begin with.
Yeah.
And late my, let's see if it says, I'm just Googling, see if it says anything. Countdown to Letterman's Day 7, so maybe.
Yeah, because they, well, because they did the tribute show for him. I think it was last week.
All right, so let's see. It says day 7. I don't know if that means there's 7 more days or what. Tuesday night. All right, so we're trying to just get a when it's going to go, when it's done.
Hmm.
This whole article doesn't say when. It just says all the people he's had on and how long he's been on. Doesn't say, let's see, Letterman's show, what we'd say, David Letterman last night, let's see what it says here. Sorry, folks, we're just sort of trying to figure this out for you, which everybody, see, it's your fault. This, it just comes 5/12/2015, no, that's from yesterday, that Bill Clinton was on last night.
Mm-hmm. 2014, I got it here, 2014, this is the Wikipedia page. Letterman announced that he will be retiring, with the final episode being scheduled to air on May 20th, 2015.
Wow, this month. Next week, in fact.
A week from today, yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, mm-hmm. Wow, wow. Amazing. All right.
And
so
then,
I guess, so day 7, so that would mean there's 7 more days today. Yeah, I guess next week.
And then Mr. Colbert will be taking over for him in September. That might have been what you were thinking of.
Yeah,
Stephen
maybe.
Colbert is taking over.
I think that you're probably right.
Yeah.
And I probably just figured that they would. Well, so who's going to fill in for the summer? Reruns?
Yeah, probably. My guess is that they'll probably play reruns.
Do some, well, a lot of reruns.
Yeah.
What can I tell you? All righty, 855-99-375-69. I'm just trying to figure out, we're just about to take a quick break here. There was a story that we, there are two robot stories yesterday and today. One of them was that the undersea robot can program itself, can determine where it goes. That seemed to be kind of a scary story. I mean, that sort of fits into the singularity.
It does kind of make you a little uneasy, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it does. And I'm not one of those people who's particularly, I think, you know, it's a robot for heaven's sakes. But this one, it can plan its own missions without any human help. I mean, that does seem, yeah. It's off the coast of Australia. They said underwater robots are used to map and monitor pockets of the ocean to track the health of fisheries and survey marine habitats and species. In general, these robots are effective at carrying out low-level tasks that are a tedious and time-consuming process for engineers. The new programming, though, could allow robots to carry out higher-level tasks. The researchers tested the system on an autonomous underwater glider. The robot managed to operate safely among a number of other autonomous vehicles while receiving higher-level commands. It adapted its mission plan to avoid getting in the way of other vehicles. Well, that's not the same thing. That's just saying that it's an avoidance system.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I'll read more and see if it's any scarier, but that's not scary at all. Even I can do that. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm a Dr. Joy Brown.
Yeah.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Janet, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome and hello.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have a five-year-old little boy who is scared to death to go to sleep. He's afraid someone's going to break into the house.
When did this start?
It started, actually, we went and saw that Avengers movie, And he had no problem with the Avengers movie, but there's a preview before it for a really scary movie that we tried to block his eyes so that he couldn't see, but he peeked over the popcorn and saw it, and it just kind of freaked him out. That was about
Sarah,
a week ago.
We're not taking five-year-olds to movies under any circumstance. First of all, I think the Avenger movie, it was too long, too noisy, and it wasn't so much scary as stupid, but it's very violent. Honey, five-year-olds shouldn't go to movies. I mean, it's not only because you can't deal with the previews. All right, what was the preview for?
It was just like a scary horror movie. I don't even remember the name of the movie. I just remember a girl sitting in her bed, and she knocked on the wall. And someone,
I think probably Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Poltergeist too. Yeah. All right. The first thing, you really need to hear what I'm saying, which is movies are not for five-year-olds. Even things like Little Mermaid, kids can't sit still that long. And you can't control, first of all, I think The Avengers is not a movie for a five-year-old anyway. It's too long, it's too noisy, it's violent, and it may not be scary per se. And I guess what you're going to have to tell your kid is that that the scary thing in the Avengers that he can go and get a Darth Vader flashlight or something. Who's his favorite superhero at this moment?
Superman.
Okay, we're going to go get a Superman. I don't know. You can get him a cape if you want. You can go get him a Superman action figure. You can go get him a Superman flashlight. I just made that up. But a Superman flashlight will work really well. That will keep everything out of the walls, and you can't put him in your bed. And you just, I mean, this will go away after a while, and let him decide to tell you about how he's going to take care of the scary thing. And then give him a totem, which is a wand or a, you know, a teddy bear or whatever that will eat the scary thing or whatever. Because unfortunately, I mean, the images on a movie screen are huge. They're big and they're scary. And that's why teenage boys go to those. The teenage boys understand the difference between fantasy and reality. Five-year-olds don't.
Yeah, like his biggest thing is I think that's what started it, but he's afraid that burglars are going to break into the house.
Well, he's probably a high anxiety kid.
Yeah.
Have there been any burglaries that he knows about?
No. And last night we do have a security system, and I showed him. I said, if this door opens, this alarm, and I put the alarm on, I said, nobody's coming in. And he doesn't seem to
Go ahead.
We gave him a flashlight last night.
It can't be a regular flashlight. It has to be like a Superman flashlight. It has to have special powers.
Okay.
Because that's what he's dealing with. He's dealing with special powers. He's dealing with magic. And the only way to deal with magic is with magic. So you can ask him what would make him feel safe. You don't tell him, because that won't work. He'll just argue with you. But ask him what will make him safe. Now, he's going to rip you off a little bit, because he's not stupid. So it may be that it's going to take a couple of Supermans put around the doors or whatever. But ask him what will make him feel safe.
Okay.
And don't bring him into your bed. And don't take 5-year-olds to movies. Honest, even ones that look like they're for kids are not really. 7, you know, 8, 10. Sometimes they'll have a mommy and me screening, like in theaters at 10 o'clock in the morning. But even those, you're going to have a whole bunch of mommies who really are taking very young kids who are going to talk through it. But first of all, you can't control what's going to happen, and the movies in general are just not made for that age kid. It's why, you know, DVDs, and if you're going to take a kid to a movie, you at least need to preview it ahead of time. But I wouldn't do it. I mean, there are a lot of movie theaters that will not allow kids under the age of, like, 10 in the movie theater because they're disruptive. And, I mean, I went up to a mom. It was American Werewolf in London. It was not the first one. It was the second one. I guess American Werewolf, I think, was the first one, then in London, then in Paris. And I think it was the London one. And there was a mom who had, like, a three-year-old kid, and I said, this movie is going to scare the living daylights out of that kid.
Yeah.
All right, so look, this is one of those kind of inconvenient problems, and you can say that, you know, that things are made up, and he can make up a story about scary things. That helps, too, believe it or not, to talk about scary things. And talk about what he can do and what kind of superpowers you need to do it and what kind of superpowers he has. Let him tell you a little bit more and then deal with what he's telling you.
And then when he's crying and just having like an anxiety attack. That he doesn't want to sleep alone. He doesn't want to sleep alone.
Well, he can sleep with his Superman. He can sleep with his teddy bear.
Yeah, that's what I said, and it didn't work.
Well,
he ended up sleeping on the couch downstairs, and I slept on the other couch.
Well, but that's not a very good idea. If he wants to sleep on the couch, that's okay. You sleeping on the other couch is reinforcing that behavior.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
So you're just going to have to explain to him that mommy's not going to do that anymore, that mommy and daddy are here to protect you. We have an alarm to protect you. And you know what? Let's figure out a superhero who can protect you, and let's figure out what that superhero is going to do and how you're going to do that, and are we going to say magic words? I mean, you can help him with this, but don't sleeping on in the same room with him on another couch is reinforcing the behavior.
Mm-hmm. Should
don't I take him to movies any younger. Pardon?
I won't.
Okay.
I think I should lock myself in the bedroom, because I've heard you say that before. That
yeah, I don't believe in locking kids in, but you can say, mommy and daddy need to sleep. You need to sleep. There's, and it's okay. You know, we'll talk about all the scary stuff during the day, and at night we're going to be really safe.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Folks, listen to her. You don't want the situation in your family, so don't. Young kids don't belong in movie theaters. They really don't. 855-993-7569. Sarah, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I called last week, and I haven't talked to... Okay. First of all, I have to tell you. Okay. Yeah. I'm Sarah, and I'm a little bit nervous. My goodness. Okay. I called last week about my son blaming my granddaughter for not going to the cottage altogether, that she picked going to a fashion show instead of the cottage.
Right. I just remembered that your son had a daughter who was sick.
She's born out of wedlock, and I called her Lily.
Right.
Yes. And anyways, for her birthday, first of all, was just supposed to be, like just a couple of weeks ago now, for her 11th birthday, was supposed to be just her and some friends, okay? And then kind of at the last minute, a couple hours, and Sunday, like not too far from bringing her home, my son called and said, well, why don't we go to the cottage for a little while, and celebrate, And I said, sure, yeah, I can do that. That's only about a 45-minute drive,
All right, let me stop here, and we'll pick it up in just a minute, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
1682. Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we were talking with Sarah, who's got a granddaughter who's 11. Her dad was never married to her mom. There was a birthday party. I vaguely remember something at a cabin. Remind me. All right, so fill me in.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it kind of only hours before he was supposed to give her a ride home. He said, why don't you go to the cabin for a little while and then be all together, okay? So he called every family member. We are, you know, within 45 minutes apart, you know. And so I thought, yeah, sure, you know, it's not that far. And then a couple hours later, he texts, he's very sorry, that's canceled. And I thought, that's okay. I mean, didn't hear anything.
Kind of rude, but okay. Why did he cancel? Do we know?
Okay. Here it is. It was my granddaughter's fault, okay. Like her mom had offered to go to a fashion show with her, and so she picked that.
That's right. I remember that. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And, well, that's not her fault. She's a kid, and she was supposed to be back with her mom.
I know. So my son had to just drop her off, you know, an hour or two earlier so she could go to the fashion show for her birthday. It was all short notice. The cabin was short notice. This was short notice. Both of
them.
I was fine with that. I got she's the kid and the other stuff to deal with that, okay? And then last Wednesday, my son and his daughter were over, and then he really pointed the finger at her.
Yeah, he yelled at her and told her that it was that it was her fault.
Anyway,
and she cried.
Yeah,
I remember that part.
So and then you said I should talk to him, but I haven't had the chance yet. He's working very long days, but he's going to be here tonight. So and now I'll update you a little bit more. I found out that she even, like, the weekend on the weekend she was at my son's house, she had to type an email and for the whole family, for everybody, apologize that she had, Arun going to the cabin and it was all her
Your
fault.
Your son's a bully.
I know. And it was my son's wife on her tablet that was at Sam's, you know. So I sat down and had her.
You know what? Your son is going to find that his daughter doesn't want to be around him.
Exactly. That's what I'm very afraid of. Yeah.
So what's the question to me?
Oh, okay. So I'm feeling even worse now when I found that out that she had to email everybody. So
he's a bully. He really is. He's a bully.
Yes. And now tonight I will see him, and I'm a little bit nervous, but I want to say something. And
okay.
I have to help me, so I won't say too much, okay?
Well, I would just say, look, that being a single parent is difficult. I would start there. This is called the sandwich approach, Sarah, that if we're going to tell somebody something awful, we sort of try to code it in something that is, if not positive, is at least acceptable so they hear it, because otherwise they're not going to hear it, so
exactly.
The whole thing is a waste of time. So I'd say, look, I know that that co-parenting is difficult. I know co-parenting an 11-year-old is difficult. But this is a kid who feels like she's a wishbone, that you've got one leg, her mother's got the other leg, and each of you are going to yank and her head's going to come off. That I know that, you know, that she wants to please everybody. And this was a situation where everything kind of conspired. You were making plans at the last minute, and you thought you were doing something nice for her. Her mother was trying to plan things. And the two of you don't coordinate anything, because God forbid you should actually talk to things to make it easier on the 11-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So the 11-year-old is going to say yes to both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Not because she's evil, and not because she's selfish, but because she's scared.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves you both.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have an ongoing relationship with this kid, and help this kid to grow into a self-confident young woman, you have to stop putting her in the middle like that. That things need to be made, even if you and her mom were friends with each other and communicated better than you do. Last-minute plans, especially for kids this age, are very disruptive. You need to plan things ahead of time. And spontaneity is a oversold virtue at this moment. She's trying to please you. She's trying to please her mom. She has friends. And you're going to have a very confused, angry little girl on your hands if the two of you don't stop doing this. And, it would be nice if the two of you could coordinate with one another. I don't think that's going to happen. It would be nice, but I don't think it's going to happen. And if it's not going to happen, then the two of you cannot make last-minute plans, because it puts the 11-year-old in the middle. And she's going to try and please both of you, and it's just going to end up the situation over and over again. But this was not the 11-year-old's fault. All she wanted to do was make both of you happy. It was you not being a responsible parent. And you can't do that. And I know you love her, and she loves you, but understand from her point of view, she's trying to please everybody. And it's just not possible. You have to not put her in that position anymore.
Yeah, and he told her it was all her fault, but he did tell her, you have to choose what you want to do. But she did choose.
And then he gets mad at her.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a bully, and he has to stop doing that.
I know.
That parenting isn't a popularity contest, and it's not a contest between him and the 11-year-old's mother, and Lily's mother. The two of you, I mean, just ask him how he'd felt when he was 11, if you'd wanted one thing from him, his friends wanted something else, and his dad wanted something else. It just makes you have a stomachache all the time.
I kind of feel like that little girl. I was bullied by my parents, and so I tried to grow up quick, and then I married a bully. I don't know if I can say that.
Yes, you can. I think that's a very powerful thing to say, Sarah.
Oh, okay.
To say, look, I feel just like she did, that, you know, my parents bullied me, and they were together.
Yes.
And so all I wanted to do was get away from that situation, so I married a bully. Is this really what you want your daughter? And I raised a bully.
Right, yes.
Is this really what you want for your daughter? Don't you want better for your daughter than your mom?
Yeah, because then... If she does that, chooses a bully for a boyfriend, then he can't do anything anymore. But then he can stand and watch her suffer.
Listen, Sarah, I think that's the most powerful thing you could possibly tell him.
Okay.
Because at that point, you're not even being critical of him. You're saying, I've been in that situation. I can tell you exactly how it feels.
Uh-huh.
And if you married a bully, your son knows how it feels, too.
Yeah, okay.
He knows how it feels to be bullied.
Yeah, I'm sure he remembers. He doesn't even talk to us.
And that's what he's doing. So, yeah, take him out for coffee.
Okay.
And tell him your story. It's very powerful, and it's very important. It's very meaningful. And he can probably see it easier looking at you than he can see it at in himself. Okay. And I would point out not only that you feel like Lily and what you did, but that he got bullied by his father, too. Does he want that to continue? It feels terrible.
Mm-hmm. I know. His wife is a bully, too. So,
I'm not surprised.
So they both bullied this little girl.
Do those three things. Number one, tell your story, because that's the most powerful.
Oh, okay.
Number two, remind them of his feeling bullied.
Yeah.
Number three, then get to her that she was trying to please both people, and that's just not possible, and that bullying her at the time or after the fact. I mean, how did it feel when your dad did it to you? I can tell you how it felt when my father did it to me. It felt horrible.
Right.
All I had was a stomachache, and all I wanted to do was get away.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel any love. I just felt fear.
Right.
Alrighty?
Okay. He's very busy now for the next 5 weeks or something like that, but he's coming here tonight. But
good.
My dad will be here. Can I go in a private room, or is that not a very good idea?
No, I think it's a very good idea.
It's okay?
Yeah, I would talk with him privately. I wouldn't do this in front of anybody else.
Oh, no. I didn't want it in front of her. But other than that, I can't get a hold of him now. For the next 5 weeks, he'll be working every day, you know, long day.
Well, explain to him that this is really important.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Alrighty. Good luck, kiddo. But tell him your story. It's a very powerful story.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure if I was allowed to say that.
Absolutely. Listen, you don't need me to tell you what you're allowed to do, but I think it's a very good idea.
I just didn't want to make things worse.
I know. I'm just teasing you, but I think it's a great story, and
it's
an important one, and it's more about you than about him, and that's a good thing to start with when you're telling somebody.
Okay, so I thought, like, you're always so good. I listen to you quite often, and I thought, well, you're so good, and when I listen to other people, then I quite often relate to their story, you know. The names may be different, but the situation is very similar, and I can learn from it. I hope somebody will learn from this, you know.
Well, and I hope your son will learn from it. That's the one we want to learn most, but you're right. Tell him your story. It's a powerful story.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck. Call me tomorrow if you need me. All right, 855-993-7569. Listen, folks, you know, that's why parenting is so hard, is that, you know, we learn, we absorb it without thinking about it, and we love our parents, so we try and do the same thing. And if it didn't work on us, it probably won't work on our kids. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Jim, you'll be next.
At 855-99-DR-JOY.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help you?
Oh, hi. I have a problem. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing or not. When I was younger, when anything went wrong, I was able to cry, and after a while, that made me feel better.
Right.
About a year and a half ago, my best friend, my only friend, and my brother died about a year and a half ago. And I'm not able to cry, but I just have memories of him. And I'm wondering if I did anything wrong. Like, he used to have a cable show in Norfolk, Mass. teaching computers.
Mm-hmm.
I have a DVD of him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if that's the wrong thing to do to kind of get over this, you know, sad feeling I have.
Sure. Okay. Jim, how old are you?
69.
And how old was your brother?
He was 63 when he died.
What did he die of?
Cancer, prostate cancer.
Okay. Was he sick for a long time?
About a year after he found out that he had cancer.
Did you live close to him?
About 2 hours away.
Were you able to see him during the last year of his life?
Yes, a couple of times, yeah. He was hiding it, pretty good. I always thought he would get better, but like I said, he was good at hiding it, you know?
Yeah. Okay, tell me, you said he died a year and a half ago. Tell me about how you're grieving him. Tell me, are you still working or not working?
No, I've been retired for about 5 years now.
Okay. What do you do during the day?
I go to the mall. I like the people watch. And
okay. Are you single, Jim?
Yes.
Okay.
I was married about 37 years ago.
Okay. Do you have children?
No, I don't.
Okay. What kinds of things do you like to do?
I have some weights at home that I spent a lot of time lifting weights.
Okay. Okay, but that's a kind of, what about a gym? What about going to a gym?
No, I don't like to be around people. I have cerebral palsy.
Okay.
People used to ignore me when I was all my life, really. And when I got diagnosed at age 55, I realized why they ignored me. They thought I was drunk.
Yeah. All right, look, let me say a couple of things to you.
Yeah.
And we may need, I may need to hold you over in the next hour if you have the time. All right, so here's the first thing. Grieving is a process that it takes some time to get through it, that we really have to embrace the sorrow before we can let it go. And your brother was a really important person in your life, and you really, it sounds like, were not very prepared for his death because he hid it so well. So you didn't have any time to really prepare. Although even if you'd had time to prepare, death is still hard. Death is no matter how much we prepare, we all think, well, maybe. You know, that hope is difficult to extinguish. It's part of who we are as human beings. But I think in this particular case, it was particularly difficult for you for two reasons. First of all, because you were so close to him. Three reasons. First, you were so close to him. Second of all, there aren't other people in your life. And third of all, that he kept it hidden. So it was sort of a surprise, or kind of a shock. So it's going to take a while. Now, in terms of watching DVDs with him, try it. And if it makes you feel better,
right,
that's fine. If it makes you feel worse, stop doing it. But it may be that one day you'll feel like doing it and the next day you don't. So that's okay. I mean, I think there's something wonderful about having that option. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I'm sorry I interrupted you. But one thing that was pretty good, we used to live in a town in Uxbridge, Mass. One time he went to in the audience, he was in the audience for a talk, Gene Roddenberry, you know,
right,
the guy behind the Next Generation Star Trek.
Yep.
And he asked people to write down their names, their first name, and the town where they came from. So there's a show on the Next Generation. One of the characters on it was Kevin Uxbridge.
Good. Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Listen, that gets me to the second part. So the first part is it's going to take a while. And Sometimes people think that if they just push those thoughts away, that sadness away, that they'll feel better, and it doesn't work. What you need to do is go ahead and miss him. And you can maybe write him a letter. You can go visit his gravesite if that's a possibility. You can go through the family album. In your particular case, you've got those DVDs that you can look at. But it's okay to kind of immerse yourself in missing him, because the important part of your brother will always be in your head and your heart, because as long as you're alive, you remember him. And as long as you're alive, you love him. So he's in your head and your heart. It doesn't mean you can touch him, but you can have conversations with him. You can remember him. You can think about things the two of you did together. All right, so that's one whole part. And you're going to have to figure out in the next X number of years the best way of doing that. But there's something else I want you to add in here, because I think it will help a lot, which is to figure out things to do with other people, Jim, that would have made him happy, so that you're kind of taking up his mantle a little bit. And I know the shy you wants to stay in the house and lift weights and watch DVDs and order things online. But it sounds like your brother was a lot more of an extrovert than you were. So do some things that, for example, maybe make a trip that he always wanted to take. And you do it through, and you so it's almost like you're sharing it with him. Or think about, if it sounds like he was very interested, I think you said, in science. So maybe you put together some of his books to give to a library. Or maybe you figure out a way to raise money for a scholarship in his name to give to a promising scientist. But and so what I'm going to do, I think, because we're just about up to a break right now, is I'm going to keep you on hold, if that's okay with you, and you think about some things that you might do that might remember him, that might recall him, that might be a good memorial for him. All right? And put you on hold, and I'll come back to you in a couple of minutes. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.